radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And remember in hour one, I was saying that the corporate media is desperate for any new angle or wrinkle where they can keep throwing Boston and Muslim in your face. Because after this long barrage of failed propaganda, people are tuning out. The overnight numbers on the TV news are definitely in decline. People are tired of looking at the same stuff over and over again. So now they're out there, they're trying to make a big story out of whether Tamerlan Tsarnaev deserves a Muslim burial. Should he be buried in this Muslim cemetery after everything, ritual, after everything that he did? And you know something? Tamerlan is dead. I rather doubt he cares. And neither do I. It's just another desperate, pathetic attempt to try and find some angle to keep throwing Boston Muslim, Boston Muslim, Boston Muslim. Don't think, just believe. It's a hard sell. It is a hard sell. I haven't seen the corporate media struggling this hard to control the minds of the American people since they booted Ron Paul out of the 2008 and 2012 primaries. Meanwhile, getting back to Iraq, apparently the insurgency there, meaning the Iraqi people who want their own nation back under their own government and want the Americans out, that is growing rapidly. Apparently over 200 people have been killed in the last 3 days. And it's basically these Iraq troops under their U.S.-approved puppet regime are out there having to crush down and oppress the Iraqi people who are not at all happy with what's happened to their country. Remember back, along with the lies about weapons of mass destruction, we were all told that the people of Iraq would be so grateful to be saved from the evil tyrant Saddam Hussein that they would welcome the invading troops with kisses and flowers. And you remember, they actually showed on the cover of Time magazine this Iraqi planting a big wet smooch onto one of the American soldiers. And then they blew it because when the next Newsweek came out, it was the same Iraqi guy planting a big wet smooch on another invading American. So it made it obvious this guy was somebody's intelligence asset out there. It's all theater. All theater. We're going to grab another phone call here real quick. Jim in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. This is, I've got to tell you this. My grandson is in sixth grade, and I was talking to him today, and he said they were teaching him in school that Israel is fighting, I wrote this down, Muslims in the Middle East from controlling economics, oil, and terrorism. I thought that was really something, you know?
You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I always thought schools were supposed to be about arithmetic and reading and science and, you know, things that you could actually use to earn a living with. And, yes, when I was in school, there was a certain degree of indoctrination. We got all the film strips about how great the Federal Reserve was and how evil the communists were. But, again, Israel has taken over our educational system. They're doing it at the college level. They're clearly doing it here at the grade school level. One more time before we hit the commercial break, would you repeat what it is your six-year-old is being taught in school right now?
I said, and I wrote this down when I talked to him, okay? Israel is fighting Muslims in the Middle East from controlling economics, terrorism, and from terrorists from the oil countries. Okay, that's just what. Oh. I'm sure. I don't know if he got it right, but you know he's.
It sounds about like what Israel's propaganda is out there. Is they're playing victim. Oh, we've got to listen. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Michael. Bye now.
When I come back, though, I do have one response to what you just said, and it's an important one. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. King MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And all I can say is the corporate media is getting desperate on this Boston thing. CNN just ran a clip of somebody they claim is the carjacking victim. And who's definitely not Chinese. He actually bears a resemblance to Tamerlan, and he's got this really lousy haircut. Looks like somebody took a hedge trimmer to his hair to try and make it look like the naked man in the video. So they're getting ready to try and resell the idea that the naked man in the video was Tamerlan, which is what they've been saying for all week. But we know from other reports the actual hijacking victim was Chinese. So this is another fake. They ran another sequence of the guy who supposedly lost his legs. We know he's a phony. He's been identified as a war veteran who lost his legs in the war zone, and they just poured fake blood on him and a fake makeup prosthetic. We've had this orthopedic surgeon saying the bone they stuck in there is a completely wrong bone. It is not a human leg bone. So they're raising on a busted flush on this one. Now, I want to respond to our last caller, Jim in Pennsylvania, where he's out there saying that apparently the public schools, your taxpayer-funded schools, are feeding Israeli propaganda to your children. I find it offensive when taxpayer-funded schools are used to feed U.S. government propaganda to your kids. But now they're serving this foreign government. And apparently this 6-year-old was being told that Israel is fighting the Muslims for economic control of the Mideast, and because they're all terrorists, the usual yada, 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 yada. We got the same thing about the commies when I was a kid. They're coming to kill you. They want to rip your head off and defecate down your neck and all the rest of this other stuff. Same brainwashing going on. The economic issue is very real for Israel, because all of those Arab oil nations, as part of the petrodollar deal, take the money that they are making from selling oil and gas to the United States of America, and they are pouring it back into the United States of America. They're buying treasury bonds. They're investing in American companies. It is a huge source of wealth for the American economy, and that influx of money does inevitably buy a certain degree of political support. And this is a major problem for Israel, which does nothing but take money out of the United States of America. But they want to be in control of American politics. And in the real, normal world, that doesn't work. If you are giving me money, I will tend to view you very favorably and do things, little favors that you ask me to do. If you're constantly coming to me and saying, give me money, give me money, give me money, I'm going to get sick and tired of that, and I'm going to start locking the door on you. So the fact that Israel is constantly taking money out of the United States of America and still wants to be in control of American politics is a major problem. And the only way they can sustain that is to demonize those Arab nations whose money is right now propping up what is left of the American economy. And that's why they're out there trying to say, oh, those Arab oil nations, they're evil, they're bad. Well, you know something? That's one of the reasons all of these Arab oil nations are leaving the petrodollar deal. Because the deal was the United States would keep Israel under control, and Israel isn't going along with that. And now the U.S. school system, your public schools funded by your tax dollars, are feeding your children propaganda on behalf of a foreign government. That is pretty sick. All right. The United Nations has approved 12,000 additional troops for Mali. We've got to invade Mali because they've got Al-Qaeda and they've got sarin gas and they've got nuclear weapons. No, what they've got is gold. Remember the timetable of this? Germany asks the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve to return Germany's gold bullion. And the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve go, hang on a minute, it's going to take us a while. And 1 week later, France invades Mali, which happens to be the third largest gold-producing nation in all of Africa. War for profit does not get more obvious than that. And now the UN is going to throw on in, which means some of your kids are going to go in there. We're going to save Mali from those terrible gold mines. And I'm sure they will give the Malians all kinds of stacks of paper and ink in exchange for their gold. The problem was, the reason Mali was being invaded for their gold is because up until the invasion, Mali was selling most of their gold to China. Because when you take Chinese currency, you can go back to China and you can buy things with it. Manufactured goods. You can't do that with the United States anymore. We don't have much of anything anybody wants to buy. Not even our weapons systems. Look at the disaster that the F-35 is turning out to be, or the F-22. So that's the reason for the war in Mali and the war in all these other countries, to force them back to selling their natural resources only for the U.S. dollar, to return the world to Bretton Woods. And the world clearly does not want to go. So let's talk a little bit about these drone strikes. They're going on there. The Obama administration is still blocking congressional inquiries into what the legal foundation, what the constitutional basis is for the president to simply order a drone to go into a country with which we're not officially at war and just blow people up. And, of course, the reality is there isn't any. The Constitution does not allow the president to simply haul off and murder people in other countries, and that's what it is. Obama's a murderer. He doesn't push the button himself, but he's the mastermind. More than a murderer, he's a serial killer. And there's a former U.S. drone operator, Brandon Bryant, who's basically gone public and saying, it is a horrible thing When he joined the service, he was hoping he wasn't going to have to kill anybody, and he might have to kill one or two people. And he says he was just killing crowds. He was killing crowds from the safety of this little control room. And it felt like cowardice. And I think that's the reason the Department of Defense wanted to come up with this medal for the drone pilots to remind them that they're doing good things, that they're brave warriors, that it's technically combat, even though they get to go home to their families every night. And, of course, the medal has now been withdrawn because it is a slap in the face to everybody who's actually on the front lines dodging bullets and improvised explosive devices. Now, a very alarming story is that the U.S. government wants to create 6 drone test centers across the United States of America. We're going to have all across the U.S., we're going to have these drone test centers. Why 6? Isn't one enough if all you're doing is testing the drones? No. The reason they have 6, they're going to build 6 all across the United States of America, is these are the locations from which drones will be deployed against the American people. That's the only reason they need 6. Because these drones do have a finite range. They can't refuel in the air. And so these drone test centers are actually the deployment places for the drones to come and get you, because you will not do as you're told by the federal government. You will not believe as you're told to believe. You will not bow down before Imperial Israel and learn to hate the Muslims like we have tried to teach you. That's the only reason for 6 of these facilities. They're not for testing. They're for launching attacks. Now, down in Venezuela, as you know, they had a very tightly contested election, followed by riots. Even before the election and the riots had begun, Venezuela had announced they had detected foreign agents, provocateurs, coming in with the intention of disrupting the election results and trying to bring a U.S.-approved regime into power in Venezuela after the years of embarrassment trying to oust Hugo Chavez. That pesky Hugo Chavez, who thought the wealth of the nation ought to belong to the people of the nation. What kind of a silly idea is that? We need somebody in there who'll sell it all to the bankers and American oil companies and stop selling Venezuela's oil to China for that gosh darn gold back yuan. Well, apparently, Venezuela has arrested one of the agent provocateurs, and ta-da-ta-da, you're not really surprised, it's a U.S. citizen, Timothy Hallett Tracy. It's codenamed Gringo, or at least that's what Venezuela codenamed him. And he's linked to all of these far-right groups that were trying to destabilize Venezuela through all of these violence actions and riots after the election. So they caught an American agent down there. And I hope they put him on public trial before the world, because I think the world has outgrown the age where the U.S. government just feels they have a right to go into anybody else's country at any time, overthrow the government, put in a pro-U.S. regime, and loot the place until it's driven to revolution. At which point the U.S. government comes back and says, oh, they just hate us for our freedoms. We didn't do anything wrong. They hate us because we have Disneyland. They hate us because we have McDonald's. They hate us for our freedoms. They hate us because we dress funny, or whatever it is they're coming up with. It's the same repeating pattern. We saw it in Cuba under Batista, the Philippines under Marcos, Iran under the Shah of Iran, 1953. The U.S. has been playing this game for decades, and the world knows it, and the world is tired of it. And the U.S. is racing on a busted flush here. Josh Bolton is out there screaming, Israel's situation with Iran is very perilous. They're in danger. Iran's going to come in. And again, Iran hasn't invaded another country in 200 years. So, Josh Bolton, same message to you. If you really feel that way, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into the plane. We're going to call Iran and tell them you're on your way to kick their butt all by yourself. Back after these commercials.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
D-Roy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And checking with the stock market, the powers that be, the riggers, the high-frequency traders, the plunge protection team, whatever you call them, are busy doing their usual Friday massaging the markets, trying to get that happy ending for Friday. And they're probably going to get it, but not by much. It's all rigging and everything like this. Now, there continue to be reports from all around the globe of massive shortages in physical gold. The physical market is very tight. There are shortages reported all across Asia. People are trying to get physical, physical gold, rather, and they can't find it. Apparently, J.P. Morgan's eligible gold resources plummeted 65% in just 24 hours to an all-time low. This smackdown of gold prices, which appears to have been an attempt to spook ordinary people into rushing down and dumping all of their gold at the coin shops and brokerages and those we buy gold places that are cropping up all over America, backfired badly. Everybody's grabbing physical. They're taking advantage of the low prices. And by the way, the low price is already eroding. Gold is going right back up to where it was before. And we know that the people who've been shorting the gold physical and silver physical markets are in trouble. There's rumors of shortages in COMEX. We are seeing over in Europe where physical gold brokerages are defaulting on their gold futures contracts. They're trying to buy them off with ink and paper stuff. There was that CEO who tried to get his allocated gold out of his account. He was simply given a warehouse receipt and said, see, this proves your gold is safe. Go away. Don't bother us any longer. Gerald Salendi is out there saying currency and gold wars are already ongoing. The price of gold is being rigged, and that certainly appears to be the case. We know that British authorities are already investigating if the London gold and silver fix is being rigged, and we know it is. We're going to grab a phone call here. Robert in Brooklyn. Aloha,
yes.
Robert.
There hello, you are. Michael. Okay. Yes. Aloha, you're supposed to ask me. Okay. Hours after the bombing, the guy upstairs, who's supposed to be a cop, gets robbed of two guns. I found this out days later. Yeah, don't laugh. Isn't it? I don't believe in coincidence. You know, that's bullshit. Like, you know. The
well,
whole...
please don't curse on this here radio.
Oh, I'm not cursing. No.
Well, use a euphemism.
Excrement.
Yeah, bovine excrement. That's what that's
yes,
acceptable here.
That's what,
okay.
That's what's happening.
Because remember, we may be showering white hot flaming death on innocent people in countries we're not at war with, but we don't say dirty words to prove we are a just and moral people.
Ooh, okay, this is the truth. I was visited after the three Russian women comes down the next night. Say they tell me they were robbed. This actually happened to me. And I didn't even know, you know, all this noise from them walking back and forth and everything like that, you know, it was like King Kong, you know. Several months ago, I thought they were rehearsing to rob an apartment. Because it was a woman with high heels, his fiance probably. And
okay.
They're running back and forth. And okay. So I called the building manager and made an appointment the next day. And then... this is prior to finding out about this robbery.
Okay, we're almost out of time in this segment. Can you sort of get to the point or conclusion you're trying to make? Because I don't want to cut you off.
This thing with the two guns missing is a very timely thing. It may have some connection with what happened in Boston. That's what I'm saying.
And it may not here, but I think the important point to take away from this is that criminals will steal guns even from police officers, which is why all this registration and background check isn't going to do a thing to stop criminals from getting guns. And
I know
think
that.
That's,
of course.
That's really
that.
What we get from this thing. All right, we're coming to the end of the segment. I got some more stories I got to get to on the economy. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, another story that is coming out from the Trenches World Report, it is being confirmed the central banks have been buying huge blocks of stock to keep the stock prices up so they can wave the soaring Dow at you and say, see, the economy is really very good. What they're pointing out in this article is that 67% of the companies in the key stock indices reported their corporate earnings were able to beat earnings estimates, but only 44% of them were able to exceed the revenue expectations of the Wall Street analysts. So they're asking the question, why are the key stock indices, and by that, the stocks from which these Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P averages are calculated, why are their indices rising when the underlying reasons for the rise, corporate earnings and growth, are diminishing? Well, it's because they're using market forces. The more stocks they buy, the greater the demand appears to be, the prices go up. But of course, now these central banks are trapped because these huge stock purchases are on their balance sheets. If there is a major market downturn, these banks will be instantly insolvent. And that's the reason the Federal Reserve is continuing to print all this newly created money and give it to these banks so these banks can go on buying more stocks. It's a complete hoax, fraud. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here in the corporate media. They're back to all Boston all the time. Boston Muslim, Boston Muslim. It's a full court press. They're trying to find a lie that will work, that will get traction with the American people to get you to be willing to throw your children onto the bayonets of whoever it is we're going to be invading next. And it doesn't look to me like it's succeeding. I am smelling panic in the wind out there. Now, back to the financial news. Over at Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi, who certainly has my respect, and you ought to be paying attention to him, he's come out with another story. And this gets back to the idea that the rigging that is going on in the financial industry is pandemic. It is everywhere. We understand the rigging of the ratings on the mortgage-backed securities by the Wall Street rating agencies. We all remember the huge scandal where LIBOR was being rigged. Okay? And now Matt Taibbi has blown the whistle on another one. Apparently, interestingly enough, he starts off with an apology to the conspiracy theorists of the world. And he's saying, we owe you an apology. You were right. They really are doing this stuff here. And he's specifically talking about an economic indicator, the ISDA fix, This is a benchmark number used around the world to calculate the prices of interest rate swaps. It's another derivative, and it's used by big cities, major corporations, and governments to manage their debt by sort of buying hedges against fluctuations in the interest rates. And the scale of their use is massive. These interest rate swaps are about a $380 trillion with a T dollar market, which means any manipulation would affect assets worth about 100 times the size of the United States federal budget. Even a fraction of a percent of manipulation of this ISDA fix will attain billions of dollars to the riggers. And remember, this money just does not come out of thin air. Somebody somewhere pays for it all. With a higher interest rate on the debt they're trying to service, which means some company is going to say, oh, the interest on our debt went up. We have to put off hiring new people. We have to put off new capital acquisitions. These things, when you start manipulating this money that is pouring into the pockets of the riggers, results in lost jobs, lost employment opportunities, lost product development. Entire businesses can be driven out of business by these shifts in the interest rate. And it is a gigantic, gigantic scandal. And it makes LIBOR look like kids who wrap scotch tape around their fingers backwards and filch a quarter out of the church collection plate in terms of scale. This is the new biggest economic fraud in history. We thought the mortgage-backed securities were. Then it was LIBOR. Now it's ISDA fix. And it tells us what else in the financial system is being rigged. And, of course, if you go back to the fact that all of these private central banks are Ponzi schemes, you understand the entire banking financial sector is a criminal operation. It bribes its way into control of nations' economies, and it keeps control of nations' economies through assassinations, blackmail, bribery, and, when necessary, wars. Remember what started the War of 1812. United States Congress refused to renew the charter for the First Bank of the United States. The Rothschilds literally threatened the government of the United States. If they did not renew that charter, they would be in a war. Congress stood firm. Next year, War of 1812. And so now we have yet another huge scandal. Matt has done a really good write-up about that. And as I said, he started by apologizing to us conspiracy theorists. And Matt, you are forgiven. Your penance is 10 Bloody Marys and 5 Hello Dollies. All righty, let's see. More and more we're hearing about these banker haircuts. They're trying to sell you the idea that it is perfectly legal for the bank in which you have your savings account to go into your savings account, even your safety deposit box, and grab whatever is there so that the most holy and sacrosanct ledger is still black at the bottom. Started with Cyprus. They're trying to sell it that this is what happens. You know, during hard economic times, you've already paid higher taxes. Your taxes have bailed out the banks. You're living under austerity, and still it's not enough. You must do more to protect those banks, and that means your savings accounts are wide open. And they're already out there propagandizing that this is a perfectly legal thing for them to do. And there was a very interesting blog put up at whatreallyhappened.com by one of the members. And he says, you just ask yourself these questions. If you put your money with a lawyer as a stakeholder, and he uses the money without your consent for some other purpose, has the lawyer committed a crime? Yeah. Under U.S. law, he's committed a major crime. If you store a bushel of wheat or cotton in a warehouse and you're paying storage fees and the owner of the warehouse takes that wheat or cotton and sells it or rents it out or in some other way misuses it, has the warehouse owner committed a crime? Yes, they have. If you put your money with a stock or commodity broker and the broker uses that money for other purposes, contrary to your instructions, has the broker committed a crime? Yes, that broker has, under U.S. laws. So this idea that you can put your money in a savings account in the bank and the bank can simply take it to satisfy their other debt obligations, that this is somehow legal and normal, of course not. There is no precedent to say that the bank in which you have your savings account is able to simply grab your money and use it to settle their other business obligations. When the bank reaches that point, the bank, for all intents and purposes, has failed, and it should be allowed to fail. Just because it's a bank should not make it immune to the normal laws of business and the law. Obviously, in the United States, that's quite the contrary. Back when the whole mortgage-backed security fraud blew up, the Bush administration set a policy, continued by Obama, that the Wall Street criminals behind the mortgage-backed security fraud were never going to be arrested, never going to be investigated, never tried, never sent to jail. And, of course, because they incentivized this kind of criminality, we're seeing the same thing going on. Instead of mortgage bundles, now they're doing student loan bundles. They're doing car loan bundles. They're doing bundles of security contracts. Everybody bundles. They're playing the same games over and over again. And behind it all, of course, is the fact that when you have a privately owned central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, by design, debt increases faster than the money supply. You are trapped in this artificially created debt, and that debt is used to control you. You owe me this much money, therefore you must go out and do what I say. And while I can print up this ink and paper stuff whenever I need it, you have to go out and do what somebody who has the ink and paper tells you to do to get any of it. That's your slave chain. It's rule by debt. And it is no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. That's what the American Revolution was all about. We fought a war to be free of this kind of banker shenanigans, only to have our own government, in exchange for 30 pieces of silver, sell us back into slavery of the same system. And President Woodrow Wilson admitted in his own diary, by doing so, by signing the Federal Reserve Act, he had destroyed the United States of America. And he turned us from a nation governed by the majority opinion of the people to a nation under the control of a small group of dominant financiers. He knew he did it, but he was willing to do it because that was the price to become the president. When you make that Oval Office so attractive, people will do anything to get into it, including selling out the people of the nation for whom that Oval Office is supposed to represent governance of the people, by the people, and for the people. So, over in Spain, they're taking a somewhat different approach to their problems. There are now massive riots around the Spanish Parliament. And they have a very simple message. It isn't end austerity. It isn't balance the budget. It's get out. That's what they're saying in the Spanish Parliament. You, the government, are fired, 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 fired. I hope they succeed. If they do succeed, it means Spain will default on their debts, and that will start triggering the derivatives firestorm on Wall Street. And it's all going to come crashing down at the same time. And it's going to be very difficult. Going to be a lot of confusion, but we, the human race, will rise phoenix-like out of the ashes, and we have an opportunity to build a brand new human civilization without the slavery of private central bankers. And when we talk about the blueprint for the new America or a blueprint for new human civilization, rule number one is no private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Rule number two, no private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Rule number three, no private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. There will be no end of carpetbaggers running around in the chaos and confusion saying, I've got a brand new government for you here and a brand new bank. Just sign your name right here. We'll get you all set up. We'll start the whole system all over again and all will be well. And no, it won't. Anybody who stands up and starts saying we need a new privately owned central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, you give them a good solid coat of tar and feathers, and you run them out of town on a rail. Unfinished redwood, it leaves really nasty splinters in those tender regions. Spain has the right idea. Now, I want to talk about something, and by the way, we're about 15 minutes away from Claire joining us, as she normally does here. This one really ticked me off, and it's going to tick you off. And again, we had to go to the British press to learn about this. The United States Department of Agriculture is printing and distributing a Spanish language leaflet that tells illegal Mexican immigrants they can collect food stamp benefits without having to talk about their immigration status. We don't care if you're illegal. Come on in and get your food stamps. Are you kidding me? The food stamp money they are handing out now is not keeping up with inflation-driven increases in food prices. Around here in Oahu, the food stamp money runs out in the third week of every month. Local groups, we have to step in and fill in that fourth week, or these kids are going to school hungry. And if you are hungry, you don't have enough sugar in your brain, you can't learn, you can't think. And what this means is that American children, children who are legally here, children who were born here, are going hungry in that fourth week while Washington spends your tax money to advertise to illegal aliens fresh across the border to come on in and sign up to that food stamp program and chow down on that food that in all rights ought to be going to our own kids. And no, this is not racism. I have no problem with anybody who comes here from another country who goes through the legal process to become a citizen. Welcome. Have fun. Hope you think it's a great place here. The Tsarnaev brothers did, apparently. They were glad to be in the United States of America, contrary to what the corporate media is trying to tell you. But this advertising campaign by the USDA to tell illegal aliens here illegally, come on in and grab your share of the food stamp money. They're incentivizing criminal behavior. Are these people on SSRIs? They gotta be on drugs to even think of such a thing. We're hearing all these stories about FAA furloughs, USDA food inspector furloughs because the government is running out of money and Washington, D.C. is spending more money to advertise to the illegal aliens, come on in, we'll give you money. What is wrong with these people? I feel like grabbing them by the ears and staring in their eyes and saying, is there anybody in there? Now, in response to mounting public pressure, there is a new bill being introduced to Congress that would require genetically modified food labeling in the United States of America. It's called the Genetically Engineered Food Right to Know Act. It is introduced by Senator Barbara Boxer and Representative Peter DeFazio. Given Monsanto's financial and political clout, I don't think it has a snowball's chance in Al Gore's warming world of ever passing. There may be a way around it. If you go to your supermarket and you buy products, you've probably already seen these little tiny symbols that are on the label that represent they are certified kosher to meet the Jewish religious requirements for food. And a lot of people talk about it, oh, you know, we're paying extra, you know, when we buy this food that's certified kosher, because there's a whole process to go through. But you know something? It's not such a bad thing. It turns out kosher certification bans all GMO ingredients. So if this bill about GMO labeling fails, all you have to do is go down and shop in the kosher section. And you can avoid the GMO foods. That's a really cool idea. And if everybody starts flocking to the kosher certified section of their supermarket, these other companies that are putting GMO in the food, they're going to get the message. We do not want to eat their dangerous laboratory experiments. Somebody just sent me this wonderful picture. I haven't had a chance to put it up at the website. Somebody took 2 ears of corn, one GMO and one organic, and just mounted them outside side by side. One is labeled GMO and the other is labeled non-GMO, and they left it there for the squirrels to eat. The squirrels ate the organic natural corn. They barely touched the GMO. Even the squirrels understand this is bad stuff. One more story before the commercial break, and this one is absolutely disgusting. Down in Chile, a religious cult that believes in this whole end times thing sacrificed a 3-day-old baby in fire because they believed she was the Antichrist and the end of the world is at hand. 3-day-old baby. Taped her to a board, taped her mouth, threw her in a bonfire. Praise the imaginary playmate. We'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, the lovely Lady Claire has stepped in a few minutes early. She's going to be joining us here on the mic in a couple of seconds. But I wanted to make a comment as we close out hour number two. I'm turning off the corporate media. They're not telling me anything new. It's just all Boston, all the time, along with this thing about Syria has weapons of mass destruction, same old stuff all over again. And we're seeing basically they're trying all these trial balloons. Remember a couple of weeks ago, it was North Korea. They're going to nuke us. They're getting ready to fire a rocket. They're going to explode a nuclear bomb over the U.S. and fry all your computers. And it was just constant pounding, pounding, pounding. And they didn't get any traction with that with the American people. We're out there saying, yeah, we heard of this before with Iraq, and we've been hearing it all over again with Iran, and it just doesn't work. And so then they said, well, they're not buying North Korean nuclear terror. Let's blow up the Marathon, and they blew up the Marathon in horrible blood and stuff, and now we've busted them for the fact that most of what they're showing us on the corporate media are the actors hired for the ongoing bomb drill. And we busted them with the fake blood and the fake prosthetics, and we busted them for the naked man, and it's just all falling apart. So now, as the Boston story crumbles, we're back to Syria has weapons of mass destruction. They're just out there trying to, and they're just, let's try this, let's try that. What is going to, you know, what is going to resonate with the American people? What are the focus groups saying? It's all marketing and PR. There's no real threat out there. They're trying to sell you a new world war. We've had two. Didn't like the product, can't take it back for a refund, I think we should maybe not buy it this time. Alrighty, so lovely Lady Claire, what is it you would like to talk about first?
Well, I'd like to talk about an article that I saw on Russia Today, which indicates that hundreds of Jordanians have taken to the streets to rally against the deployment of U.S. troops to the Syrian border. These people are not dumb. They know that it's not in the best interest of the Hashemite Kingdom or Jordan for there to be an American presence there. It's inviting trouble.
Well, so, you know, it's kind of like soldier motel.
Yeah.
The American soldiers move in, but they don't move out.
Yes. And I would really like to hear, and I don't think it's going to happen because John Kerry hasn't met me, and I don't think that's going to happen in the near term.
I rather doubt it.
But if there was an astute reporter with, let's say, the male attributes to ask the question, I would love to hear what Kerry would have to say if he was directly challenged. What has Sergei Lavrov, your counterpart from Russia, said if the U.S. and or Israel invades Syria? What precisely is the Russian government prepared to do?
Well, the last I heard is Lavrov said Russia will support Syria and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They'll turn them into the new Vietnam. And they'll just let the United States burn itself out in a war of attrition. The United States lacks the resources to win.
Yep.
And Russia can definitely do it. And that is why I am so concerned that we all unite to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
Because between now and the point where the U.S. government finally realizes they can't win a conventional world war.
No, they can't.
They will turn those little brass keys in the silos. And it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock.
Right.
They are on a dangerous course. They risk incinerating the entire planet in nuclear fire all to prop up these little tiny pieces of ink and paper that they believe represents something worth sending your children to die for.
Yeah, it's very scary right now, looking at the ramp up, looking at the timetable that you were giving.
Okay, we got to take a break. This is our station break. We'll be back with Claire after these words from our sponsors.